Here's Andy Udman.
9 minutes now after 10 o'clock. You will not believe, folks. I mean, I'm just shaking my head. I cannot believe the lead story on Ed's 10 o'clock news. I can't believe his lead story on the 9:30 news and how timely they are. Talk about setting it. It's almost like this was something we cooked up in the newsroom to set up our discussion about the importance of the food we eat. Pam, unbelievable
timing for today's story. Yeah.
Let's listen to the lead story on the 10 o'clock news just 5 minutes ago, and then we'll talk about how we got into this mess with our children.
Shocking news this morning coming from Stats Canada. Almost a third of Canadian children are either overweight or obese. The agency says data from a Canadian health measures survey from 2009 to last year show 31.5% of children aged 5 to 17, an estimated 1.6 million kids, are overweight. It says the prevalence of obesity was higher for boys, especially in the 5 to 11 age group. For children overall, 15% of boys were obese compared with 8% of girls. But in the 5 to 11 group, the prevalence of obesity among boys was more than three times higher than for girls, almost 20% compared with 6.3%. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press.
Pam, we have talked about this so much. A third of Canadian children are overweight or obese.
And you know what they're going to say, Andy? They're going to say it's because they're not exercising, which is a red herring. It's a complete distraction from us looking at our food supply as the real cause of this problem, this high carbohydrate, low fat diet that we've been following. And that's a very intentional way to distract us. The media is doing it. The government's doing it. Food industry is doing it. And they're not going to be able to hold on to this much longer.
This is a crisis, Pam.
Yes,
a third of Canadian children are overweight or obese.
Mm-hmm. And this story as well, another story this morning that's very timely, is the meat recall that the E. coli. There's another meat recall in Canada
on
the E. coli issue. And this absolutely has something to do with our guest this morning.
I want to ask you about that in just a moment. Let's play the lead story from the news a half an hour ago.
The health hazard alert about ground beef products from XL Foods of Alberta is being expanded even further. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency now says co-op stores through Ontario, as well as Alberta, BC, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, also sold the product. The meat was also sold in Presto and Club Entrepot stores in Quebec. The warning about the beef is due to concerns about possible E. coli contamination.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This is the meat we're buying from Costco and Safeway.
And the guest we have on this morning can offer real solutions to both of these problems.
Well, let's get right to our guest. Go ahead, Pam.
Oh, this morning we have a celebrity on our line. It is Joel Salatin. He is a farmer, an activist, an author. His recent book is called Folks, This Ain't Normal.
Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Can you believe those two lead stories?
Okay. Sorry, this Bell Smart Touch service is not currently on your line.
We have a surprise guest. Okay, Ryan is just correcting that situation.
Yeah.
He's
very familiar with these stories and hears about them constantly.
Well, give us a little background on Joel.
Well, Joel lives in Virginia. He has a sustainable farm, a mixed farm, and a lot of consumers are flocking to his farm quite literally to get his pasture-raised chicken, his pasture-raised beef and pork and so on.
Well, let me tell you, there have been a couple of dramatic developments in that regard. Just last week, Dalton McGuinty is now on board with local produce, and it really struck me because the weekend before, this is a week ago last Saturday night, I was invited to a dinner in Dresden, and it was promoting organic and local producers. Mm-hmm. We sat in a greenhouse, Pam. I have the pictures on my BlackBerry. I'll show them to you during the break. We sat at a table. There was a long greenhouse, one long table, 60 people on one side, 60 on the other, the CAO of Chatham-Kent, a lot of movers and shakers in the Chatham area, all promoting local products. The message, Pam, is getting out there.
Buying local.
And buying healthy.
And buying healthy, making sure that if you're buying eggs and chicken, beef, that the animals are outside in pasture. I mean, last week you had Professor Chuck Benbrook on the line. He's done research to show that that raising these animals in these confinement factory farms is not healthy, and it increases, of course, the risk of spreading things like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, and so on.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We have Joel back on the line. We're going to hook up with Joel Salatin. The title of the book, Pam, is?
Folks, this ain't normal.
What ain't normal, Pam? What is he
talking? Raising animals in very unhygienic conditions.
I was just talking to someone in the newsroom, and part of this study about this warning about meat, which is out there this morning, the meat at Costco and Safeway chains from Ontario to BC, now it has spread to Sobey stores. If these cattle had been out in the pasture field...
Oh, you're not going to see them.
It disappears.
Yeah, basically. You put them in, and Health Canada has done this research. University of Guelph has done this research. But
it
doesn't get out to the media. People don't know about it. Just put the animals back outside where they belong, and they're going to be healthy.
We'll be back with author Joel Salatin in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. We have Joel for about 10 precious moments, so I want to get right to the heart of the issues. These two breaking news stories this morning... Author Joel Salatin on the line this morning. Joel, I'm glad we got you hooked back up again. Let's take these stories right out of the chute because people are wrestling with these stories. How do we get into a situation where one-third of Canadian children are either overweight or obese, Joel?
Well, the main reason is, I think certainly part of it is exercise, but a lot of it is simply eating a very high starch, high energy, high carbohydrate diet. And of course, we've gotten tremendous insights now from everything from as far varied as the paleo diet to Weston A. Price Foundation that are showing that a high carbohydrate diet fills you with carbohydrates with unused energy. And of course, since the government both in Canada and the U.S. began telling us how to eat, they put grains on the bottom, and of course they don't differentiate between grains that are in Triscuits and fermented, whole grains. So,
Joel, let's be really...
There's huge difference.
Let's be really specific. What are our kids eating that they should not be eating, which has made them so fat?
Well, they shouldn't eat anything that won't rot. I think that's a really good rule. If you can't make it in your kitchen, and if it has a shelf life that's stabilized... and it won't rot, then you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Let's go down the list. What are they?
Well, unpronounceable things. monosodium glutamate, things you can't make in your kitchen, high fructose corn syrup, anything that's highly processed. I mean, a lot of these things, dextrose and all these things are forms of sugars, forms of carbohydrates that are in most processed foods. You know, the single best thing that a person can do to adjust their diet to a more normal one is, A, get in their kitchen, buy raw ingredients and cook from scratch, and B, get in touch with their local food farm treasures around their communities.
Now,
every area is surrounded by, farmers that are direct marketing really, really high-quality, great stuff, and we need to just get involved with that.
Now, Joel, what differentiates you and your farming from other farmers out there?
Well, our animals, we're primarily in livestock. We do raise a lot of vegetables, but mainly for our own consumption. But we're primarily in the livestock business, poultry, pigs, beef, and rabbit, and turkey, and both eggs and meat on poultry. And everything is on pasture. It's the pasture. It's the green material, what we call the salad bar, that changes the fat profile, the conjugated linoleic acid, the omega-3, omega-6. Now, I know I'm throwing out some big words there, but these are all very well known to have big effects in fat retention, in assimilation, in metabolism. And the fact is that historically, animals weren't just fed a confinement weren't housed in confinement facilities and fed a high-energy, grain-based diet because you simply couldn't amass that many animals in a single place and amass that much grain in a single place. Grain was always very, very expensive. It was eaten very sparingly. What was eaten in more volume was primarily herbivores, whether it was lamb, goat, sheep, yak, camel, zebra, bison, It was herbivore because that was a nutrient dense food that could be eaten without tillage, when tillage was very difficult to do because of high energy costs.
Joel, forgive me for jumping in, but we have a limited amount of time, and I really want to help our listeners who are saying, I've got a fat kid, my neighbor's got a fat kid. Tell me what I shouldn't eat today. It'll make it really simple, and tell me what I should be eating.
Well, get rid of all the soda out of your house. That's, I say, the number one thing would be get rid of all the soda, all the soft drinks. Number two, cook in your kitchen. Don't buy processed food that's just microwavable. It comes in a box. You just open it up and pop it open. Begin cooking from scratch. That's going to take some participation.
I always tell people, Joel, to stay away from the middle aisles of a grocery store.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the fact is that a grocery store, you know, on one end has a little bin of potatoes, two aisles over has a whole row of frozen microwavable French fries, and two more rows over has a whole aisle of potato chips. And the difference in price from potatoes at 80 cents a pound to the microwavable French fries at $2 a pound to the potato chips at $5 a pound, you save money and you don't get fat when you cook yourself from the raw materials that isn't highly processed and with stabilizers, emulsifiers, and you know, food enhancers type things.
What are you saying? Eat stuff the way God made it, not the way it comes out of the factory?
Well, sure. You got to understand that the way it comes out of the factory is all designed and engineered to make sure that it won't break down, that it's self-stable, that it can take transportation and long warehousing, and all of those kinds of things are what our body can't metabolize, can't assimilate, and just collect.
Now, Joel, on your website, you have a picture of yourself, your family, workers on the farm, and you're all very fit, healthy, and trim-looking, and yet you're all following a diet that's high in animal fat.
Oh, absolutely. But this animal fat is not, a confinement animal feeding operation, a sedentary animal. These are animals that can actually move, exercise, run around. We call them, dancing in their salad bar. It's a totally different kind of thing, and when our whole goal is to just raise animals faster, fatter, bigger, cheaper, we're going to have a population that looks exactly like the paradigm that we're using to grow our food.
Joel, our listeners are screaming right now. They're going, well, you got a lot of nerve after a newscast in which the newscaster warns about this ground beef products, which we're buying at Costco and Safeway. You're saying eat more meat. Do explain, Joel.
Well, I am saying that, but I'm not saying. I think the number one thing people can do is break the supermarket habit. Our farm, we service about 5,000 families, 50 restaurants, several retail places. The recall, the E. coli, and the problems in the meat are created because of the filthy conditions, the unsanitary conditions, and the abnormal feeding conditions and housing conditions under which these animals are raised. If we go back to the pasture using modern electric fencing, portable infrastructure, amazing things that Grandpa didn't have, we can not only double feed the world, we can grow more volume on less acreage, but we can do it in a hygienic, sanitary, hygienic way without these E. coli, salmonella conditions, because we can move the animals and model it biomimicry after the natural herds and flocks that we see,
Joel,
in nature.
I want to tell you, I could climb up through the roof of this radio station, get a ladder, and climb to the top of the ladder, and I could see from where I'm sitting right now on Wellington Road South a huge dairy operation just outside of London, just east of London on the 401. Everybody knows it, the big barn there, one of the biggest dairy operations in Ontario. We've got a couple of huge ones near Aylmer, hundreds and hundreds of milk cows. What are you saying? Shut them down?
I'm not saying shut them down. I'm saying don't patronize them. Again, there are people that are doing herd share programs. And, of course, you know, in Canada with the quota system, we need to shut down. You need to shut down the quota system to allow market access for people, for young people who are wanting to get into farming. The whole quota system is the biggest hurdle for allowing local food and integrity food to access the marketplace from a new paradigm of production, farming of animals that is modeled after natural patterns, natural templates.
Joel, we're almost out of time. Pam, one more question.
Well, Joel, you're a celebrity. I consider you a celebrity. And you've been starring in a lot of documentaries lately. You've been in Food, Inc. You've been in Farmageddon. You've been in Fresh. I mean, you're out there talking to the public and finding out what kind of food they want. What are you seeing among the public?
Well, I'm seeing a local food tsunami for sure that is actually awakening the ire of the industrial food community. And so while I see our side, our tribe, if you will, expanding, I also see tremendous pushback from the big operators that are using government and the duplicity of people and the paranoia of people to create additional regulations and laws to further preclude our tribe from accessing the marketplace. It's quite an interesting time. There's a lot going on.
Well, Joel, just last week, our premier, Dalton McGuinty, has announced a major new push to promote local produce. So you want to just take a pen and give him a couple of brownie points for that? He's wrong on so many.
I would give him a lot more brownie points if he says he'll quit going after people that are selling raw milk and you know, trying to home process and cottage industry cheese and meat and things like that to get them out of the industrial food system. That'll be when we really see the big changes.
When he pardons Michael Schmidt and drops the charges, we will call you and we'll have a celebration on the air. Joel, I wish we had more time. Where can people find out more about what it is you do and the information that we so badly need to hear about?
Sure. Our website is Polyface Farms, Polyface Farms, Polyface Farms. Just Google it. It'll pop right up. Website. We have links. We have lots of information, pictures, and I've written 8 books that people can get to help them get over the hump.
Thanks so much, Joel.
8 books.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joel, wish we had more time. It's been great visiting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Okay, Pam, before we let you go, we need to summarize these two, because these are the two major stories in the news this morning. Let's take them one at a time, just some brief advice in each one. StatsCan says a third of our children are overweight or obese. How did we get there? How do we fix it?
Right. It's this basic high-carbohydrate diet that's created this mess. It's been going on since the government has been taking control of food advice and food guides and so on and giving us really, really bad advice. So we need to return to the ancestral diet, to a diet that is high in animal fat and low in carbohydrates. And you need to do what Joel was saying and avoid those processed foods, those highly processed foods that are in the middle aisles of a grocery store.
And how did we get all this E. coli?
E. coli? I mean, it's not rocket science, Andy. You put thousands of animals together in a small building and you're going to see disease. And so what people need to do is change how they buy their food and vote for the local farmer that's doing more sustainable agriculture. So let's veer our dollars away from the unsustainable model and move towards a more sustainable model.
The choices we make when we go out to buy our groceries.
That's right. It's what it's all about. Consumers are going to be the ones who change this scenario. It's not going to be the government and it's not going to be industry. It's going to be consumer demand.
Anything else?
This weekend at the Aylmer Town Hall, I'm going to be teaching a class called Nourishing Our Children. It's starting at 1 o'clock. And October 13th, I start my 4-week boot camp based on the work of Dr. Weston A. Price. So if people go to my website, it's pamkilleen.com, KILLEN.com, and go to upcoming events and they'll see more information there.
Okay. And if they don't get it now, after these two breaking news stories this morning, I'm going to go golfing, and I don't golf.
I have more news next time I come on the show, and it's going to really blow people away. So
Pam Killeen always rocks the boat, and that's why we love her. 10:30 news update when we come back on the other side.